Give him an umbrella, said welcome. Yeah, welcome, sir.
Praise the Lord. Anambra State, I said, praise the Lord. God has come to visit you. We have been in Imo State, then Abia State, then Enugu State, then Ebonyi State, the last and the greatest, the mightiest and the most wonderful. Something is coming your way. I said something is coming your way. I am happy to welcome myself to Anambra State. And I welcome every one of you in Jesus' name. This is your week of wonders. Unforgettable. Something is happening to you. From this very night, everything that is now will come up. Wonders of life, wonders of miracle, wonders of permanent encounter with the Lord, wonders of all wonders. You will not even recognize yourself after this weekend. If I am talking about somebody there, where are you? Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this day. A day your people have been waiting for. We pray, O Lord, you'll bless everyone in Jesus' name. Let this be the day of power, the day of wonders, the day of healing, the day of miracle, the day of salvation, and the day of total freedom for everyone in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray tonight you open the windows and the doors of heaven. Shower your miracles upon your people in Jesus' name. And all our brothers and sisters and friends and neighbors who are hearing anywhere in Nigeria, in Africa, outside Africa, oh Lord, I pray there'll be a mighty visitation tonight. Make it a special day for everybody. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. We can sit down. We're coming to this wonderful weekend. A weekend of revival. A weekend of miracles. A weekend of signs and wonders. A weekend when all your mountains are rolled away. You will have story to tell about this weekend. Because we're looking at unforgettable encounter with the God of wonders. Tonight is coming to you. Who is that person there? I said it's coming to you tonight in Jesus' name. I'm reading from John chapter 8. And I'm reading from verse 32. And then verse 36. John chapter 8, verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There are some things we know, and they don't matter. There's some information we hear, and the information does not matter. There is a kind of instruction we have. They say this is truth, but the truth does not matter much. But there's a particular truth. The truth of the gospel. The truth of grace. The truth of the gospel of the Lord. The good news. The truth about the love of God for you. When we know that truth of what God has for you, when we know that truth of what Jesus has provided for you, that truth will set you free. You are here for freedom tonight. Do you know there are two sides of any coin? When you look at a coin, you have one side, you have the other side. The other side of the coin is this. If all you know is a lie, that lie will bind you. Satan tells you a lie. And ye shall know a lie from the devil, and the lie will bind you up. It tells lies about God. God does not love you. You've gone too far. You are a terrible sinner. And that lie concerning God that Satan is telling you will bind you up. He is blessing other people. You cannot be blessed. It's a lie. If you give your mind and give your heart to a lie, the lie will bind you up. It will hold you in a dungeon of darkness. Other people say the power is in the sea. The power is in the sky. The power is in the shine somewhere. It's a lie. If you give your mind and give your heart to the lie, it will bind you up and bind you up. You'll be sick and sick and sick. When the light of the good news shines into your dungeon, when the Lord turns in the light of revelation, and then you know the truth. God loves me. Jesus died for me. Jesus does not want me to suffer. He does not want me to suffer here. He does not want me to suffer in eternity. The Lord is smiling at me. He says, I created you. I love you. I want to help you. I want to do for you anything you want me to do for you to make you happy here and happy over there. When you know that truth of the good news, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Tonight, I come to tell you that your freedom is near. I said, your freedom is near. I want to talk to you tonight on the wonder of freedom through Christ. The wonder of freedom through Christ. When somebody has been bound by sickness, bound by Satan, bound by discouragement, bound by human problems everywhere, is bound, is confined, he is dumped in a place he cannot move. When it is day, he said, I wish it will be night. When night comes, he says, when will it be daylight? He doesn't enjoy the food he's eating. He does not enjoy his body. His body is a burden to him. Bound and held in captivity. All of a sudden, there's good news. All of a sudden, somebody is saying, the deliverer has come. The redeemer has come. The savior has come. The liberator, he has come. And then the light begins to shine in his heart. Wonder of all wonders. I am getting nearer and nearer to my freedom, to my redemption, to my salvation. So I can be healed. So I can be delivered. All the bondage of sickness can be broken in my life. Before he knows what is happening, Jesus touches him. He says, rise up. All of a sudden, the chains are broken. The bondage is gone. His prison doors are open. The confinement is ended. His mind is free. There's joy in the life. Happiness in the soul. Me, of all people, the food can now have taste. His shoulders free. Hands, feet free. He takes a step. He walks. He says, look at me. He was even blind before. He looks around. So the world is beautiful like this. I am free. I'm talking about you. I said I'm talking about you. It is coming tonight in Jesus' name. Look at verse 36. John chapter 8, verse 36. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. The wonder of freedom through Christ. Three things we're going to look at. Number one. True freedom from all sins. True freedom from all sins. Number two, total freedom from all sicknesses. Not partial freedom, not temporary freedom, total. Complete. The Lord has seen you there tonight. That infirmity is going. The Lord has seen you there tonight. That brain problem, madness, insanity is going. The Lord has seen you there tonight. Those tears will be dried up tonight. Did you hear people giving testimonies here? 1, 2, 3, and so on. You are the next. I said, you are the next. Because tonight, number two, total freedom from all sicknesses. Number three, this is wonderful. Number three, wonder of all wonders. Number three, say wonderful. Can I hear you? Number three now. Timely, your freedom will not be late. I said your freedom will not come late. Timely freedom. Tonight is your night. I said tonight is your night. Timely freedom from Satan. Satan has been there with all his demons, with all his evil spirits. You feel him in your body. You feel his fire in your brain. You feel all his pinching in your skin. You see him during the day, he will not allow you to rest. At night, you want to sleep, he has come. All his personalities, all his messengers, they come. Oppression, attack, affliction. Praise the Lord tonight. Timely freedom from Satan. You will be free. Finally, your freedom has now come. Number one, true freedom from all sins. I want to tell you something. Nobody likes to be sinning. Nobody enjoys sinning. Actually, when God created us, he made us like himself. Like father, like son. Like father, like his children. Everybody likes to be good. Everybody likes to be nice. Everybody likes to walk upright and walk straight. When you do something good and somebody says, thank you. Those words, thank you, they're sweet. Everybody likes to do something good and do something pleasant, do something nice, so that we can say, thank you, my friend. Thank you, my neighbor. But because Satan doesn't want us to feel happy, the good things we want to do, we cannot do them. And anytime we do things we don't like to do, there is sorrow in our heart. There is regret in our heart. There's remorse. We're not ourselves. All those things that we do against our own will, they make us look stupid, look shameful, and they make us look like we're not good people. That's why I will say, I won't do that again. Because when I do them, they make me unhappy. When I go there, it makes me shameful. So I say, never, never. I will not do nothing anymore. But there is something, it is greater than we are. It is stronger than we are. Hey, look at Romans chapter 7. I'm reading from verse 15. Romans chapter 7, verse 15. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that I do. I don't want to do them. I don't want to say something like that. I don't want to touch something like that. I'm a dignified man. I'm a respectable woman. That is not my personal choice. That is not me. There is something else controlling the man. Something else controlling the woman. And so he said, I must be free. I will not continue like this. He tries and tries and tries. And yet he is not able to set himself free. The more he tries, the more he is bound. So he said, look at me now. What can I do now? Look at verse 16. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that the law is good. Now in verse 17. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. When somebody says, you're a sinner, you say, yes, I know. If you knew the effort I am making, if you knew how I am struggling to be free, you will not be accusing me like that. I don't like to do it. It is no more I that do it. It is sin that dwelleth in me. Anyone you see, they may use bold face in the afternoon. When you say, my friend, how can you do something like this? Already he is feeling condemned. He is feeling unhappy. I don't like to do this. I don't like to touch this. A man like me drinking and then falling in the gutter, this is shameful. I don't want to do this. But when you accuse him, he will just use small face. What's your business there? Am I the only one doing something like that? He's only putting forth that front so that you leave him alone. He said, I'm already unhappy. And this man is coming to tell me that this is not good. It's making me more sad. That's why he's talking like that. But inside everyone, we want to be good. That thing you could not do for yourself, Jesus has come to do it for you tonight. That's why he says in verse 24, O wretched man that I am, who shall Deliver me from this body of death. If you call him wretched, he'll say, don't talk to me like that. If the preacher points at him, you are a wretched man. He said, why are you preaching like that? If his neighbor or friend points to him, a wretched man, he'll say, me you are calling wretched, he will not accept. But deep in his own soul, in his heart of hearts, because of the inward internal shame he feels within himself, he says, this is bad. This is dirty. This is evil. When nobody is there, he tells himself, oh wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? He says, this thing will kill me. This thing will bring HIV each man. This thing will kill me. This thing will eventually take my life. Wretched man that I am. Wretched woman that I am. Wretched boy that I am. Wretched girl that I am. Who shall deliver me? That's why I came to give you the good news. Are you ready for good news? If the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. His name is Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish. You will not perish. This sin will not kill you. Your deliverer will come to you. Your savior will reach you. Whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Look up here. I will not perish. How about you? Say it for yourself now. See, Jesus is there, you will not perish. Jesus has died for you, you will not perish. On the cross, he was hanging there for you, you will not perish. Cheer up, the Savior has come. Cheer up, your Redeemer has come. Who shall deliver me? Who shall deliver me? Who shall deliver me from this body of death? Jesus is the Savior. He has not come to condemn you. He came to save you. And tonight, as you come to the Lord, say, Jesus, I thank you. You have borne my pain. You bore my punishment. You are my Savior. I come to you tonight. All your sins, he will forgive. He comes to set you free tonight. Are you there? Where are you? I said, he came to set you free tonight. Freedom! 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 It has come for you in Jesus' name. Number two, total freedom from all sicknesses. If you are sick, you know how you want to be free. A sick person is like a dependent person. He cannot live his life free. He depends on other people. I am blind. Can you help me find this and lead me there? He's dependent on other people. I am lame. I want to go there. I cannot walk there. Can you carry me there? My back is bent. I cannot stand up. I cannot carry myself. I cannot even dress myself. Can you help me? There is fire burning in the brain, and you don't even think, you cannot think of, I want to go to market, I want to do business, I want to get money, I want to get this. The fire in the brain is your concentration. I want to be free. Why am I suffering like this? There is cancer, there is ulcer, there's tuberculosis. Instead of going to work, instead of taking care of your children, you are going to the hospital again. Other people that have committed crime, they go to the prison, they are there only for 6 months, only for 1 year. This person is sick, is bedridden, is either in the house 3 years or in the hospital 3 years. Do you see? A person like that is totally bound. But now, tonight, that bad condition will change into something good in Jesus' name. With your own legs, you will walk. With your own eyes, you will see. With your own hands, you will write, you will dress yourself. All the affliction in your body, tonight is your night. The name of Jesus will drive everything away in Jesus' name. You will be free. I said you'll be free. Who am I talking about there? I said you'll be free. You brought your mama, mama will be free tonight. You brought papa, papa will be free tonight. You're looking at your wife, my dear wife, my loving wife. Look at what sickness has done to my wife. Cheer up and be happy. Healing is coming to your wife tonight in Jesus' name. My husband, now I have to stay by him all the time. You cannot leave him now any moment because of the problem that my husband has. He's become an invalid, that we have to take care of him like a baby. Tonight, husband has come to the place of freedom. And this is my child. How about my child? You will rejoice over your child tonight. Freedom for everybody. And freedom from every sickness in your life. Jesus will heal you tonight. I'm looking at Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. I'm reading from verse 16 and from verse 17. It says, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed, how many people there now? All that were sick. Healed all that were sick. All. What does that mean? I am there. You are there. He is there. She is there. The lame is there. The blind is there. Paralytic there. Kidney problem there. Tuberculosis there. Cancer there. Ulcer there. All. Man there. Woman there. Boy, wonderful. Girl, wonderful. All is coming. I said it's coming. I said it's coming. I see the healing coming your way. I see the miracle coming your way. It will happen in Jesus' name. He healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, not another person, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Tonight, I praise the Lord for you. The night of sickness has now turned to the day of healing. Your night of darkness has turned to the day of deliverance. There's joy tonight. I said there's joy tonight. The joy of receiving a miracle from the Lord. It has come. I said it has come. In Matthew chapter 12 verse 15. Matthew chapter 12 verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Do you see that? He healed them all. He didn't say, your own is too difficult. Stay aside. Come another time. He didn't say, your own was caused by ancestral whatever. I'll see you later. Come another time. He didn't say, this one is too complicated. Okay, stay aside. I'll see you another time. No other time. I said no other time. This is the time. Healing, this is the time. Deliverance, this is the time. He healed them all. Are you part of that tonight? I said, are you part of that tonight? Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. Reading from verse 14. Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed they are sick. He has not changed. He has not changed. He has compassion. He has mercy. He has love. And he has been thinking about you. Thank God you came. Thank God you are there. There's going to be a divine connection tonight between you and Jesus your healer. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. He did it before, he's doing it today. Number one, freedom from sin. Number two, freedom from sickness. Number three, timely freedom from satanic affliction, satanic attacks. If you know that your problem is caused by evil spirit, your problem is caused by that terrible devil, your adversary. Your problem is caused by demons in the day or in the night, or it's occultic power coming from Satan tormenting your life. Your deliverance, your freedom is here tonight. When you hear that name, the name of Jesus, there is power in that name. There is authority in that name. It is that name that breaks every yoke. Your yoke is broken tonight. Praise the Lord, you're free. Free at last, free at last. After all these many years, free at last, free at last. After going here, going there, and you were still like that, praise the Lord, free at last, free at last. After so many years and so many days of tears, of sorrow, of suffering, of saying, will I die like this? Will I die like this? Praise the Lord, free at last, free at last. In Luke chapter 13, I'm reading from verse 11. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Eighteen years of bondage. 18 years of oppression. 18 years of attack. 18 years of demonic confinement. Free at last, free at last. Praise the Lord, she was free at last. Look at verse 13. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Tonight you will glorify God. There are signs and wonders happening here tonight. The wonder of salvation. The wonder of healing. The wonder of deliverance. The wonder of total freedom. The wonder of true freedom. And the wonder of timely freedom. Because the word of God confirms. And it says in Mark chapter 16, reading from verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Am I talking to believers there tonight? Am I talking to believers there tonight? Where are those believers? Where are those believers? And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly sin, it shall not hurt them. And then it says, they shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I will recover. I will recover. Where are you? I will recover. The time has now come. I said the time has now come. Number one, there's true freedom waiting for you right now. Number two, there's total freedom waiting for you now. Number three, there's timely freedom waiting for you now. If you are the one here tonight going to receive, where are you now? You want to stand up? You want to stand up and say, I am here. I am the man. I am the woman. Deliverance tonight. Salvation tonight. I am the one. Jesus came for you. He came to save you. Jesus came for you. He came to deliver you. His name is Jesus. He is Savior. He is healer. He is deliverer. See, he's right there now. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord. Freedom. Freedom. That freedom is coming now. There is true freedom coming from Jesus Christ. He is your Savior. He is your Redeemer. Whosoever, I said whosoever, shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Praise the Lord, tonight is that night. It is the night of your salvation. That's it. I didn't like to do that. I didn't like to go that direction. But now it's happening all the time. And you have been wondering, oh wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Praise the Lord, tonight salvation time has come. Praise the Lord, tonight salvation time has come. You are the candidate for that salvation. The candidate for that eternal life. The candidate for that forgiveness. And that salvation that will save you from that body of sin. That sin will not kill you. You will not perish. I said you will not perish. I said you will not perish. Wherever you are, you want to say, Jesus, be my Savior tonight. Jesus, be my Savior tonight. Where are you? Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You are telling the Lord tonight, salvation. 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 I want it now. I want it now. And Jesus wants to give it to you now. You are there, raise up your hand. I want salvation. Wonderful. Wonderful. You are there, I want salvation. Just raise up your hand. Your deliverer has come. The one that will save you from your sin, he has come. The one that will take that load of sin away. Take that burden of sin away. Take the guilt of sin away. Take the condemnation of sin away. He is right there by your side. And you are saying, Lord, here am I. Raise up that hand. Let Jesus see that hand. Let the heavens see that hand. Let the Almighty God know that you want salvation. Raise up that hand now. As you raise up the hand, open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you. My salvation has now come. Lord, I thank you. My Savior has now come. Lord, I thank you. I will not perish. I thank you. Jesus died for me. I will not perish. Open your mouth and tell the Lord. Open your mouth and tell the Lord. I repent. I turn away from all my sin. That sin that wanted to kill me, destroy me, and send me to hellfire forever and ever. I thank you tonight. You have come to save me. Turn away from that sin. Say final bye-bye. Bye-bye forever. I will not go into those sins anymore. Lord, grant me the grace of salvation, the grace of eternal life. It's right there. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's right there. Believe, and you are saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. I'm praying for you now. Keep up that hand. Keep up that hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your love, Thank you for the love that brought salvation. Thank you for Jesus, your only begotten Son. He is the Savior. He is the Lord. And he brings forgiveness to everyone tonight. He brings salvation to everyone tonight. Oh Lord, I pray, everyone raising up their hands, everyone repenting, everyone turning to the Lord, everyone believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, forgive them now. Save them now. Change their lives now. Lord, I pray all their sins will be totally forgiven and forgotten. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. They are free. They are saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Put those hands together for Jesus. That's the way Anambra State claps. Wonderful. Wonderful. God bless everyone. Now, those of you that raised up your hand as we prayed, that's freedom. He has forgiven you now. He's turned your life around. Salvation has now come. I am saved. Say that for yourself. I am saved. Amen, it is so. Our counselors are there right now. Those counselors are there to identify with you, fellowship with you. They want to put down your name, rejoicing that you are now free from all your past sins. Anambra State, if you are there, I said, praise the Lord. Freedom. Freedom. Freedom from all sicknesses. And freedom from all satanic affliction, satanic attack. Timely freedom. The time has come. The time has come. My time has come. Can I hear you? Can you say that again? It is so in Jesus' name. I want you to look at your body. Look at that sickness because you're seeing that thing for the last time. If you are blind, get ready to see. You are lame, get ready to rise up and walk. One leg shorter than the other, you are limping. Good time has come. God will straighten those legs. You brought anybody in chains, march. The time of deliverance has come for them. Incurable disease, this is the time for you to be healed. Just raise up one hand. Lay the other hand where you have a challenge. The Lord has come to heal you and to deliver you. And when you hear the final amen, you'll check up yourself. You'll see you are free. We're ready now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because tonight is a night of freedom. Freedom for the sick. Freedom for the satanically oppressed. Lord, I pray tonight, stretch forth your mighty hand, heal your people in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, will remain the same today as yesterday. Your power, your compassion will never change. In your love, in your mercy, in your compassion, touch your people. Heal your people in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for everyone that this will be the moment of their miracle. That spirit of insanity, I command you. Come out in Jesus' name. All the yoke, all the bondage, all the chains, all the fetters of the devil, I loose you now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of epilepsy, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those who have any swelling in their body. Whatever sickness has caused that swelling with the sickness and the pain will melt away right now. That big water head could become normal in Jesus' name. Goiter, hunchback, I command you. Vanish away in Jesus' name. Elephantiasis, be healed right now. Pile, tumor, fibroid, be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those who have internal problems in their body. That kidney to come alive now. Those livers to come alive right now. Any internal bleeding to stop right now. The pain to come out right now. Lord, stretch forth your mighty hand upon all your people. Set them free in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those who are blind. Blindness, you don't have any chance to remain there again. Cataract, you don't have any chance to remain there again. Glaucoma, you don't have any chance to remain there again. Lord, I pray for them. Touch their eyesight. Touch their eyesight. That blindness, that darkness, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those who are lame, those who have stroke, power to come into your body, strength to come into your joints, light to come into those dead tissues in Jesus' name. I pray the healing virtues of the Lord Jesus will pass to everyone right now. Healing. Healing. Deliverance. Lord, confirm it upon your people. Miracle everywhere now. To my right, to my left. To my front, in the middle, at the back. Anywhere, everywhere now. Miracle. Healing. Deliverance. Receive your miracle in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We know you have done it. In Jesus' name I pray. Praise the Lord, it's done. I said, praise the Lord, it's done. Check up yourself. Check up yourself. You are healed. You are free. The miracle is there. Amen.